I think the turnout or people coming along to show their commitment and gratitude of thanks, it's been wonderful.
It's a wonderful celebration today, and it's great to see the entire diocese coming together to celebrate the installation of our new Archbishop. Great hopes of the future, and looking forward to what the church brings in the next few years.
It was just wonderful to be part of the entrance and all that, meeting the new Archbishop.
It was actually very cool. I've never seen that before. He definitely talked about Jesus' mission and what it means to not only him, but to us as well.
I was really amazed. Even though this was a Catholic event for a Catholic Archbishop, you can really see that he's not just a bishop for us, he's not just a figure for us, but he really is a pillar and a presence for the community. And seeing that and being part of that was just really special.
I think he was down to earth. I think he's going to relate to people very, very easily. He knows Queensland is different, but I think Brisbane is full of people who've come from elsewhere. So I think he's going to be able to naturally be able to lock into that. So I'm looking forward to him being amongst the people.
Fantastic, down to earth. And I think it's great to hear some of his initiatives and some of his emphasis on reaching out to the people and being with the people.
The Holy Spirit has called him forth to take us to that next level of mission to the very world. The Good Shepherd theme was coming through again, which, you know, we love because, you know, we're a church chasing that one lost sheep. And he's the man to lead us in this next season. And I just feel humbled and honoured to be in the same room and to be amongst so many great believers and Catholics in this diocese. And just to see it so represented in a holistic way, it's an absolute honour.
I think it was a beautiful ceremony. I think Archbishop Shane will be a wonderful leader and pastor for the diocese. My experience of him is that he is intelligent, synodal, wants to listen, wants to receive, very practical and very capable of taking decisions and moving things forward. So I think it's a really ideal position we're in post-synod to be led by him. And I thought his homily was spot on. It was a beautiful collection of where he come from and where he was going to. So I'm looking forward to where we're going to go.
I'm excited for the future here in Brisbane.